As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I haven't watched the new Vanessa Hudgens one, but I've heard that she plays three characters this time.
Yes. Next movie, I heard she's going to play five characters.
Shut the fuck up.
I made that up, but isn't it believable?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Overshare, the podcast. I'm Lily here with Jocelyn, and it is December.
It's December, Lil. Like, we are in the thick of the holidays. Chris just told me today, Christmas is in 23 days. And I was like, no, it's not.
That doesn't make sense. It was just March.
But you, my friend, are also deep in the throngs of Vlogmas. So you are in the holiday spirit.
Especially by the time this will go up, I will be very deep in. I might be done. When does this go up?
I don't know. Good question.
I am on day two of Vlogmas right now, and I'm already exhausted.
Well, here's the thing. People that are very early committers to Vlogmas, people like Alicia and Remy and Sierra Schulze, like, I'm pretty sure they plan for it, kind of, right? Like, yeah, they have intros and stuff ready to go.
I made a little intro.
Yeah, it's very cute, actually. It's really, really good.
But that I made the night before. But I think, plan like what they're going to do, but I don't think they pre-film it.
No, they don't pre-film it. And like, that's not what Vlogmas is.
I think that's my issue, is like doing something every single day and then having to fucking edit all of it. Like, yesterday wouldn't have been that strenuous of a day if it had just ended. But like, then it was like, oh crap, I have to edit everything I just filmed. Oh.
I think you should do like the totally like unleashed, super raw version of what Vlogmas is actually like, and just like do a Q&A in your bed for 20 minutes or something when you wake
up in
the morning.
That's what it's going to turn into. Like right now I'm like, oh, I'll wake up and go to McDonald's. I'll go to Target. And then it's going to be in a week. Like, I don't have any money. So
I can't go shopping. I know, exactly. Chris, I was talking to him about Vlogmas and I was like, I can't commit to Vlogmas. Like, you know how long it takes me to edit a video? Yeah. It takes me like a solid 4 days to edit a video. There's no way. Like, it would be like 2022 and I'd be done with Vlogmas. Anyways, Lil.
Just planning ahead for next year.
Should we jump into the show?
Let's do it.
So, over it.
What she said.
I know you have a lot of things you're over this week. You sort of were teasing me. Just tickling my senses.
Yeah.
Is that a phrase? Melissa just looked so grossed out. You were tickling me with my senses.
You needed to stop talking. I was gonna say that my over it for today is about people that reside above me, but I honestly don't want to talk too loud and have them over here. So all I'm gonna say is that I'm over Dunkaroos saying that they have this cookie dough available for a limited time at these certain stores. And then that Lisa and I went to two of the stores and there's no fucking cookie dough.
Have you called Dunkaroos yet?
No, but like the last
Should have asked me. I love calling people. You know this.
I didn't even register that you just said Dunkaroos and not like the grocery store, because that had occurred to me.
Calling the effing headquarters. The Australians. Call those kangaroos. Find out where the F this cookie dough is.
Oh my God. Well, okay. You should call for me later.
Do you know what they taste like?
No, Jocelyn, because I haven't fucking found them.
Okay, well, this is going to be a saga. I can already tell that actually your whole Vlogmas should just be a narrative about each and every day you getting closer to the goal of brewing it up.
Well, that's literally, we've already gone 2 days and gone to two different places. So today we were going to try another Walmart, but also we think maybe it's like a regional thing. So maybe they don't have it in California.
So hop in your car and start driving out to, I don't know, Louisiana or like Boston or something.
Oh my God. Anyway, what are you over today?
Okay. So this is something I've been over for a long time. It sort of reminds me of like the holiday version of making your bed. I like making my bed only because it makes me feel like a sane adult. But if you think about it, it's really stupid. Why are you going to make your bed just to unmake it again? And that, my friend, is how I feel about wrapping holiday gifts.
I could not agree more.
What an epic waste of paper, okay? Yeah. And terrible for our planet. That's what I'm telling myself and the world so that I can get out of wrapping gifts. Also, what a waste of time. You spent all this time wrapping a gift just to have someone completely like tear it apart. And I'm not convinced it brings many people joy.
Full disclosure, I, for several Christmases, have been like, oh, I'll wrap it in the morning before we do it. No, I literally just wait until we're about to open presents and then I go get it out of the car and I go, sorry, I didn't wrap it, but I just hand it.
Okay, so the way I've been getting around it is like using like reusable trash bags. Like
sometimes I use newspaper.
Grocery bags. Ooh, newspaper's cute. Mm. This year I might like get a little crafty since I have more time on my hands than usual and do like the brown paper bag wrapping or something like that.
That's just as complicated as.
But at least it's not a waste of money. Okay. Because that's a whole other topic is like the amount of money you could spend on the ribbon world alone. Yeah,
ribbon bows and ribbons are a lot. And then the little tags. I just write in Sharpie on the
And then what about tissue paper?
What a really high-class Christmas in my house.
The only person I'm willing to wrap gifts for is Judy, my mom, because she is that person who, like, nothing brings her more joy than, like, a box within another box within a piece of ribbon
but
within
I also
a piece
feel of paper. Like she would delicately unwrap it, and, like, you would then be able to reuse it.
Oh, absolutely. She saves all her tissue paper every single year. She saves every ribbon. And then she never has to buy anything. It's genius. But enough about us, Lil. What do you say we hear from our caller? For those of you guys who are not familiar, we want you to be on this show. So do what's good. Call us at our phone number because, yes, we have a phone number. It's 562-661-8729. Leave a voicemail 3 minutes or less with something you are over. And you might just be featured on this little show, guys, because, I mean, people are calling in droves.
Do a little complaining. Get something off your chest.
All right. Who called us this week?
Hi, my name is Chloe, and I am calling to share what I am over. And this week, I am over my job. I have been working from home since the beginning of the pandemic, and it has been the most absolutely worst time of my life. I love what I'm working on. I'm a creative professional, so I get to do really awesome things, but my company has zero communication, and it is driving me absolutely nuts. Believe it or not, they don't know it yet, but I went and got myself a new job. I'm waiting on the background check to clear, and I'm putting in my 2 weeks. I'm going to be moving on to sales and just freelancing on the side, all because I don't want to deal with really, really, really poor communication. The only good part about my week every week is that I get to sit down and listen to my podcast as I work on things. Thank you for listening. I've been a mess, but it's glad to know that somebody listens. Have a wonderful day. Also, you guys are totally my favorite podcast. Shout out all the time. I share you with all of my coworkers. All right. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Several things. First of all, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I mean, assuming you're going to pass the background check, I'm hoping that you're not like a secret, like.
assassin or something.
Yeah.
Chloe might be the most elevated person to ever be on this show because she's not just complaining. She's like doing something about it.
She's like retroactively complaining.
Exactly. I love Chloe. And I love that she was just like, I just am glad to know someone is listening. That is what this is all about, girlfriend.
We're here to listen.
But no communication. Welcome to the club. How many jobs have you worked at where you're like, yeah, I don't know if my boss even knows my name or if they like me or if they hate me or if they want to murder me. I don't know.
Had there been more communication at Clever, we probably wouldn't be here right now.
Would we still be there? I don't know.
There was like a lack of communication. So I was like, okay, so I'll just do it.
But honestly, Chloe, you're not alone. And I'm so excited that you are the mistress, mistress of your own destiny now, because it sounds like she's got a side hustle coming, which is the best way to be.
Yeah. Love a good freelance thing on the side. Yes, I feel like having two sources of income also just like motivates you to do more anyway, because it feels like you always have something that you could be like
motivated by,
you don't have to focus on one thing and get super burned out by that. You get to shift your focus.
But I do, I feel so bad. This just shines so much light on all the people working from home, ourselves included. Although let's be real, we have it pretty easy compared to a lot of people.
Well, some companies have been very great and like giving people a lot of like good amenities and stuff. And then other ones are, like Chloe said, just like don't know how to handle it and bad at communicating.
Maybe the wildest example is Simone Boyce, who we had on this show a couple weeks ago. I saw that over the weekend, she moved, her and her family, they moved. Because think about it, I actually have never been to their house, but a huge part of their house is now an NBC News live studio. And she also has an 8-month-old. Like, how do you have a television studio in your home and a baby moving around? So I'm like, I wonder if they had to move just so that she has space for a studio now.
Honestly, like, I want to move so I have more space and I don't even do anything.
Oh my gosh. I really have to move. We were talking about it. We are definitely moving next year. We have to, because I mean, I'm just on a little nook of our couch right now.
How about we just get like a big mansion and I'll be like your guys' kid?
Let's get a farm.
Melissa wants to move into.
Who wants to move to a farm? Oh my gosh. Guess who just moved to a farm? My friend Zach King and Rachel King, they just got a farm. Oh. If you don't follow her on Instagram, go follow Rachel King. She has been posting videos of their farm, and their children have all sorts of a menagerie of animals now.
It's like my childhood dream to live on a farm.
And they actually are really active in the foster community, fostering kids. They adopted their son through the foster care system. And their goal is to like turn it into a place where children can come and heal. And I was like, I want to come heal in your farm. Okay. It looks awesome.
I was gonna say, I'm not a foster kid, but I want to come heal. Please.
I know. So goals for in the future equals farm. Yes. Definitely. Great. Okay. Awesome. Well, maybe Santa will bring that to us for Christmas.
Yeah. Chloe, thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Chloe. I adore you. Update us when you get a chance.
Yeah. Hope you pass your background check.
Seriously. I hope you haven't done anything too wild.
Like, I'm just thinking, like, would anything come up if I did a background? No.
I don't think so.
Isn't it just like if you have felonies?
Yeah, I haven't been arrested yet or anything. I've had a lot of tickets.
Do you anticipate it happening in the future?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see where life takes me, you know? I'm getting pretty wild in my late 30s. Who knows?
Things are getting crazy. Oh my God. Well, if we want to go back in time rather than forward into your criminal future, shall we reflect on Christmas past?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Let's do it.
So, are you a big Christmas fan?
Listen, here's where I stand on Christmas.
What's your stance?
First off, Buddy the Elf is absolutely my best friend. Smiling is my freaking favorite.
Very similar in terms of vibes.
100%. The only thing that separates us is the amount of sugar that man intakes. And when I say man, I do realize that Buddy the Elf is a fictional character, but he's real in my heart.
I feel like you substitute the sugar for caffeine.
You know it. right here in this cup that I'm holding up in the video version of this podcast. Here's my theory, okay? As we talked a little bit about Halloween a few months ago, I believe in my heart of hearts that if you are someone who celebrates Christmas, it needs to be your favorite holiday. I really think that even if you're just celebrating with yourself, I just think there's so much joy around Christmas. There's so many fireplaces and cozy moments and yummy treats. I just think Christmas is the absolute best. So long answer to your question. Yes, I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. Also of all the movies on Hallmark Channel. Keep serving them up.
I don't know how I feel about those or a lot of the Netflix ones. Even like, isn't there, I haven't watched the new Vanessa Hudgens one, but I've heard that she plays three characters this time.
Yes. It was, they really lost me for a moment, which is saying a lot because, you know, I live for the cheese. And I was like, this is too much. I don't actually understand what's going on right now. But next movie, I heard she's going to play five characters.
Shut the fuck up.
I made that up, but isn't it believable?
Oh my God. Wow. You like, I that was like very deadpan for you. I thought you were actually serious.
Wait,
and and I wasn't totally surprised. I was like, oh my God.
Lil, you love Christmas too. Your house is like Santa's village.
I do. I it's funny because I think like Christmas itself, like Christmas Day, I don't necessarily have like the best day ever. It's not like our family does some like grand tradition. Usually there's like more fighting than anything else. But I feel like it's hard not to like Christmas just because specifically because I really like twinkle lights and
exactly. It's
just an excuse to have them everywhere. And that's, I don't know, like the weather, you just feel like nice and cozy. All the textures are nice. I love a good blanket. So basically all the things that I like year round, everyone likes during December. So I can just be like,
yeah, I think so. I love that you brought up the textures because as you guys can see, if you're watching this in a video version, I felt that today was the first day ever to record this podcast from my couch where I'm engulfed in a sea of pillows and blankets. And I just feel like Christmas inspired me to do this.
You look so Christmassy. I mean, I guess you're wearing green.
I'm wearing a green suit as well.
Yeah. Although I did just bring up in my Vlogmas, which everyone go watch because
please,
it's not doing very well at all. That I don't like the smell of Christmas candles.
Lily!
Like they're usually very like, either like too woodsy or just like very like, they're very potent. And yes. Not something I want, like, smelling up my entire apartment.
There are a lot of tree smells, like, very potent tree smells, which that's a very niche aroma.
I need to water my tree. I got a Christmas tree.
You got a real tree, which I love a real tree.
It smells
I have one
so good.
Too. But I'm curious, as we jump into this conversation about Christmas.
Yes.
I know that you had a very fun childhood. Like you had some very, you were in limos, you were doing very exciting things that I was not doing as a child. So I feel like you at some point in time had a Christmas where like Santa made all your dreams come true.
Oh yeah. We definitely had some great Christmases up until I was like 10, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, from then they've been fine too, but like they were just like really good when
over
I was a
child.
And specifically, I think one year I used to be obsessed with, I had these like a bunch of horse figurines.
Of course you were.
If there are any horseback riders out there, they're Briar horses. So
were you
like
inspired by the Saddle
brand.
Club book series?
Oh, I didn't read the books, but I did watch the show, which was like the worst thing ever. And me and my sister were embarrassing. But I got a bunch of those horses and they're so, I think they're like $50 a piece. Very expensive. Mm-hmm. And I remember I don't know what your parents did, but from Christmas for us, when we believed in Santa, it was like the Santa would leave all the presents unwrapped and they would just like appear morning of, but then we also would have other presents that are under the tree that we could unwrap later.
Of course.
Which occasionally my mom would like be like drunk at 5 a.m. writing the things. So it would be like, to Lily from Santa. And we'd be like, why does Santa wrap some of them and not all of them? But I remember coming out and there was a bunch of the horses and they had like a little barn that they were all in and then a bunch of other stuff, but then specifically the like pièce de résistance, as you like to say.
Yes.
My first saddle.
Those are nice, Lil.
I think
those
I was fancy. 8. I think by then it was like I didn't believe it was like I knew Santa wasn't real, but they still like would do it to just like
be able to give you fun gifts. Yeah.
But I remember I had like unwrapped a bunch of stuff and it was like a great Christmas. And then I didn't even realize that the saddle had been like propped up like on the back of a chair. And I like saw it like last. So it was like nice, exciting.
Cause that's a really big deal. Like a saddle is a big investment, right?
And like, I don't even know why I hadn't saw it come. I mean, I was just like 8 years old and naive, but like, you have to try that. Like, you don't just like get a saddle and like,
oh, so did your parents just take you saddle shopping to like,
my mom just like had me like use it. I don't even remember. She had like finagled some excuse to have me try it already. Cause I was, so I mean, I was horseback riding every day. So I guess it wasn't that weird, but yeah, it was great.
Well, one of my best girlfriends who you know, Kristen, she grew up horseback riding and a lot of the kids I grew up with grew up horseback riding.
There's a lot of horse property around Downey.
My parents were like, LOL, if you think we're buying you a horse, you are on another planet. I didn't even have a dog. My parents were like, I had the birthday parties with like a sheet cake. Okay. That's the kind of life I was living. But a lot of my friends had horses. So I would like go and hang out with them and whatever. And my friend Kristen had an equally impressive collection of those Briar horses, which I also want to point out came with amazing accessories, like the little jumping things where you could like have one leg propped up where it looked like they were jumping over it. It was very impressive. You probably had a bedroom with the ribbons everywhere from your horse shows and things.
I think it depends on which ones you get. Oh my God. Wow. You get a life-size horse statue for $1,400.
That's all?
Yeah, they're like $40 to $50 a piece.
Wow, interesting. Well, and you're good. Like
they break really easily too, which definitely happened a few times.
So terrible quality, high prices. Sounds like
no, it's just they were like fragile. Like they were like they should not have been like children's toys. It was like they're like decorative like
figurines.
Yes, and super glued a few legs back on.
Oh, interesting. Well, if you're a good girl this year, Lil, maybe Santa Claus will put a few briar, whatever they're called, under your tree. Okay. All right.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What about you? What was your best Christmas ever?
Okay, so my family's very weird. As we already know, my sister was on this podcast. A lot of you guys have watched us on YouTube. Lily knows my family. And when I say weird, I mean like good weird. It's a compliment, right? Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager, we had this like streak of a year where like everyone was passing away. It was really sad. Like grandma passed away.
Oh, I thought that
the other grandma. It was just like, you know, it was kind of a sad year. And my mom's side of the family, which is the one I'm talking about, is very small. There's not many people. My Auntie M is on that side. She loves you, Lil. She's always asking about you, concerned about you, hopes you're okay. She watches your Instagram stories. So shout out to her. So we have a very small family and the holidays were coming up and everyone was like, Juan, this is like kind of depressing. Like we lost like so many people this year. What are we going to do for the holidays? So we had the great idea of let's turn it into a theme. Okay. So
is this how this started?
This was 25 years ago. Okay. I'm not even kidding you. 25 years ago for the very first time, my aunt said the theme for Christmas this year is thrift shop glamour. Everyone has to show up at my house, black tie ready in clothes they acquired from a thrift store. And everyone needs to bring some sort of vintage dish because my mom's family, everyone has to contribute, has to make something from scratch. It's like a part of the rules. Cut to 25 years.
Vintage dish, are you referring to the actual dish it goes in? Or the recipe?
The recipe is vintage. So like an old weird jello, like something like my grandma would have made, right?
Vintage might not be the word I would use, but yes, sure.
I don't know. What would you call it? Like an antique recipe? I don't know.
Continue.
Anyways, so cut to, it's been 25 years and things have gone to the next level.
You guys pick a different theme every year.
Every year. One year, for example, was under the big top and it was a carnival theme and everyone had to come dressed as someone who would like be in the circus and come with a talent and a food that you would get at the circus. So we're talking like cotton candy, turkey legs, whatever. We did a Hawaiian Christmas where it was all Hawaiian food. We heated the pool. Everyone was wearing like, I don't know, like hula outfits. I'm trying to think of some of the other, a lot of them have been like really out of control. My aunt did like sort of like a Middle Eastern food theme one year and turned her entire house into what she thought like the bottle or vase that like Aladdin's genie would come out of would look like. And here's the kicker, right? Every year without fail, all of us are in these weird, freaking wild costumes. I'm literally dressed as a tightrope walker. And my mom will say, oh no, I forgot ice. Can you run to the store? And it's me and my cousins, all in costumes, like it's freaking Halloween, rolling to the Ralph's grocery store in Downey to pick up ice or whatever my mom needs. And the looks and inquiries are abundant. So we've been doing it for 25 years.
Because I would be mortified and just wouldn't go get the ice.
Oh gosh, one year we did a mystery theme where it was one of those mystery dinners and everyone had to bring a dish that they had made with a mystery item in it. So like, and then we all had to guess and try to figure out like...
like an ingredient or like yes, a... like
an
a,
ingredient.
Okay. And, not like, yeah, not like the baby toy. in the like king cake.
No, but that would have been a good idea. Anyways, this year, we're not really sure, obviously, like what's going to happen if anyone's going to host. It is a really small family. There's only like 7 people or like 8 people total.
Still, that's like an involved thing. Like that's more involved than planning actual Christmas, which I feel like my mom is always like, oh.
Yeah, no, it is very involved, but it's more fun because like everyone's participating. Whoever hosts the event gets to pick the theme and then sends out invitations. Like we got our invitation for this Christmas this year, even though we're like not really sure if it's going to happen or
Does
not.
Does Chris usually attend with you?
Oh, yes. Chris has attended, as has his entire family. Their first year was the lumberjack theme when we all had to wear flannels and bring like foods lumberjacks would eat, which like what the heck? It was like all just like smoked meats and things. So that was a very tame year.
But what was your best in terms of like gifts?
Oh, in terms of gifts. Gosh, does anything really stick out? I mean, actually, so... kind of like whatever. I'm never going to complain, right? My sister always was very opinionated about what gifts she wanted. And since we are kind of close in age, very close in age, and my parents never wanted us to like be jealous of each other with the gifts. For
the
many
ones.
Years, they would just give us the same gift and it was always whatever my sister wanted.
That. I'd be so mad.
Because I never really like, I don't know.
Yeah, even, I love it. I love everything. And I would,
yeah. But I remember one year for our birthdays too, same thing, because our birthdays are one day apart. I got like a whole bedding set that my sister wanted, like this pink and white checkered thing. And I was like, I hate this. This is really ugly. It sucks. But for gifts, actually, last year, I've never even talked about this publicly. Chris got me a car. Remember that?
Yeah. I was like, did you film it? Is it a video?
No. No, I don't even think I've ever even posted that I have a new car because we still have the Prius, which I love. But yeah, last year.
You didn't even tell me until like
I forgot.
A couple weeks after. Oh, yeah. By the way.
Yeah, so it was one of those things where he had found this car that we've been talking about getting a new car anyways, but he surprised me with it. And I was so shocked. Like, I was like, wait, who's this for? Is this ours? You know? Anyways, that was a very impressive gift. But now it's like, where do you go from there? Like, what do you get this year? Like, some socks? I would be equally as happy. So it doesn't really
matter. Reminds me of growing up. There was a time I was at my best friend's house and her dad surprised her mom with a car. And that was the present. That's like one of like the four times I've been to church in my entire life was with the family. And we were probably like seven.
Yeah.
And it was Christmas Eve. And she was insisting on opening a present on Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
And then the dad was like, oh, like to the mom, Leslie, Les, like you should maybe open one too. Like, check out this one. And it was the car key inside. And then we drove in the car, which was like, I don't know how he set the whole thing up, but the car was like in the garage with a giant bow on it. And then we took that to church.
Oh my gosh. I would go to church every day if I could go and probably whatever that vehicle was.
And it was like a Navigator or something.
Oh my gosh. The SUVs of the 90s still are so
very
90s
mom car. Yeah.
Absolutely. But what other like holiday traditions do you guys have? Do you guys have any? Do you do Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
We do Christmas Day. We definitely we had people, I'm like trying to remember. We used to go to, we were friends with like our old neighbors, mm-hmm. and we would go to their house for Thanksgiving and then everyone would come to our house for Christmas. But then I feel like we started going to my mom's husband's kid's house for Christmas probably like 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
maybe. I don't know. It's kind of just like a meal and like we open presents in the morning. It's nothing too riveting.
Exactly.
Like it was always much bigger when we were little because it was much more about like the present opening. Now it's like we don't have that many presents. So it's like.
And I think also like the holidays are for children. Like, I think.
Well, and also like children have like time off too. Like, otherwise it's kind of everyone gets like a couple days. Like, my mom usually has to work like the day after, or I feel like she usually works Christmas Eve even.
So it's just exhausting for adults. That's kind of what I've realized these past few years. And what I am like manifesting and committing to this year is that I don't want to like exit December 26th and be like, what just happened? Because we travel a lot during the holidays too, because we have so many families, you know. I don't know if we're going to be doing that this year. We have no plans. So I don't know. We'll see.
It's like, I'll be home. As in my apartment. I think I went home for Thanksgiving but we didn't go till Saturday because my sister is around kids. So she like wanted to wait to get tested.
Of course. Yes.
And we like ate outside and like, I don't see anyone. So I literally not seen anyone in 2 weeks. So I didn't wear a mask in front of my mom. But my sister like literally wore a mask when she wasn't eating. So I don't really know.
Because
she's
with the little babies. No, I think it's going to be a really interesting holiday. And one thing I'm super grateful for is that we live in California, Southern California, where we even have the option of like being outdoors.
I know. Like, if it was snowing, we'd be screwed.
Absolutely. It's crazy. And I mean, I even think about like where I live, there's a ton of restaurants and retail and everything is shut back down now. It's like a total ghost town in my neighborhood. Like, literal silence. And I was thinking before we got reshut down just last week, how amazing it is for the businesses that they have a shot to like try to stay open or whatever. But obviously that wasn't working out. As we've noticed, that was not working out.
Lisa and I drove through Hollywood yesterday and it was like, everything is boarded up. We're like, oh, so everything's closed. Got it.
Speaking
that was
of
on
Lisa,
our way back from our Albertsons journey.
Speaking of Lisa, one thing I want to talk about quickly is a few years ago, you and I went on an amazing epic elf journey where
fun.
We surprised Lisa with like a new bedroom, kind of like a bed and some decorations, and like Phil was involved. And that was so much fun. We should link to that in the show notes here if people want a little joy in their lives. But who should we elf next?
I don't know. We can't do that much.
That's true. I guess we could send some deliveries and maybe some videos on how to construct a bedroom.
I also don't have any money.
Yeah, that's true.
That was years ago when we were still thriving.
But you're doing Vlogmas now, Lil. I feel those dollar bills. I feel those CPMs rising. I feel that money just cha-chinging into your bank account, girl.
We'll see.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, let's wrap this up. I just want to say happy holidays to you, Lil, and to all the people listening. And I feel like it's a good place to end with some joy. What do you think?
I think it is time to say farewell.
Tis indeed.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
Lil, what brought you joy this week?
I had something before. I need to start writing them down. Because I will make mental notes, but like, that's a cute joke. I forget what I ate this morning. You go first.
Okay. So, I shot a video earlier this week that is like really cheap holiday gifts from Amazon specifically. A lot of them are small businesses, which is cool. You can like find small businesses on Amazon now, which I think is really great because Amazon literally is like controlling the world. So I feel like it's a very good thing they can do to highlight small businesses. Anyways, that's not what I'm getting into. I discovered and put in my video as a gift option something I had never heard of, and that is microwavable slippers, like slippers for your feet that are full of lavender scented stuff. You put them in the microwave for 90 seconds. You take them out, put them on your feet, and it is like they are being hugged in the best cocoon you have ever felt in your life. And you can also, if freezing is a little more your speed, you can put them
in
the freezer.
Who in their right mind wants their feet to be cold?
People who have foot problems, have maybe like a bunion or something.
You don't ice your bunion.
Well, I always hear doctors talk about icing or heating.
Yeah, you ice your feet like in an ice bath. You would like put like cold slippers on.
But you might now that you know they exist, you might.
That sounds terrible.
You might, but I didn't do the icing option because you know I'm freezing all the time. I'm like surrounded by blankets right now. But the microwavable version just brought so much tingling joy to my entire body. I 10 out of 10 recommend. They cost $19. And what a great gift option for literally anyone in your family. Also not sponsored. I'm just obsessed. Right? I mean, don't you think that's awesome?
I always get my mom slippers for Christmas, but I feel like she wouldn't like heated ones. I feel like her feet get hot. And I don't think she would want to refrigerate.
The only concern I have, okay, only minor concern is that it is a little weird and gross. Like once you've worn them, then to put like dirty foot juice into your microwave, like, right? Yeah. That's a little weird.
I don't know how do microwaves work. Do they kill germs?
I don't know how microwaves work either. Melissa says yes.
Yeah, so I feel like it wouldn't be an issue.
But
it might smell.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. And then all your food tastes like feet? Smells? I don't know. It's a little gross, but whatever.
Maybe just get like a heated blanket.
But another thing that brings it to my mind is that, isn't it true that you can put your jeans in the freezer to like clean them instead of washing them?
I don't think I knew it was to clean them, but I have heard about putting them in the freezer for some reason.
And it also like helps them from like changing sizes.
I thought
or something
that was
like
it.
That.
It was like it makes them like stay the same, frozen like in hold time. Their shape or something.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe I'll try that in 2020 as well. Anyways, I just got to say, I think whoever invented this craze that I'm into with these slippers is a genius and should do it for full body suits. Full body suits. Throw it in the microwave. Done.
Get like a towel warmer.
Lily, okay, we're talking about the microwave right now.
I don't know why you want to microwave your stuff so badly.
It just seems fun. Like, this, all the only joy I have this year is finding weird stuff to put in my microwave or my dishwasher. Did you know you could put a whole salmon in the dishwasher and that's how you could cook it?
But why would you?
Why not? I'm bored.
I don't understand.
But then all your dishes do taste like fish. So what brought you joy?
Oh my God. I would say, oh, you know what brought me joy this week was going to get a Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh.
You know that I was talking to my mom, and the whole reason I got one, because I was like, I've wanted to get a real one for a while because we grew up getting real ones and they always just smell so good.
Yes.
But my mom asked, and she's like, do you have a Christmas tree? And I'm like, well, I have like my like flimsy little like white one that I got at the reusable one I got at Target. Reusable. Why am I not?
Oh, that's tree? Right. Yeah.
And she was like, oh, like not going to get a real one. And I was like, I don't think I should spend the money. And she's like, my treat. And then she transferred me $100. And I was like, oh,
how nice. Okay. Linda.
And so then sweet. I was like a little nervous because I was like, how much are Christmas? Like, how much do they cost?
They're expensive.
And I ended up, it cost $101 for the tree and the stand. And it's it's like 4.5 feet tall, I think. But it's really cute and it fits perfect. And I am very happy.
Oh my gosh. I'm happy for you. There is something special about just like the tradition of going to get a tree. Like, where did you go to get your tree?
I made Lisa go with me and we went to the lot that's less than a half mile away from my apartment. And then we had them tie it to my Jetta and we drove it back.
There is actually nothing funnier than being in Los Angeles and going to a Christmas tree lot and just seeing like a sea of like Priuses and like Rolls Royce type cars with Christmas trees strapped on top.
I went up to the guy. I was like, okay, so how do we do this? How do we take it? And he was like, what? I'm like, do you do delivery? Or he's like, there's like a $35 delivery minimum. No. I'm like, mm-mm. So if we were going less than a mile away, like we could carry it if we really tried. And then he was like, we could just tie it to the car. It shouldn't be hard.
What's your aesthetic on your tree?
I actually have not decorated it yet. That is going to be hopefully Vlogmas day three.
Because you are a very aesthetic person. Do you know what aesthetic is, right?
What?
Like aesthetic, where it's like very like neutrals, minimals. Like that's your vibe, right?
Is saying the word aesthetic twice somehow mean that?
That your aesthetic is aesthetic.
That's not a thing.
It is. Melissa's nodding. It's a thing.
No, is it aesthetic?
My aesthetic, because my aesthetic in this house is very aesthetic.
No, it would be aesthetically pleasing.
No. It's a thing. It's a thing. Look it up.
No, people don't use the word aesthetic, right? No, that's people use the word aesthetic as like slang now. And that's not how it's proper.
No, you're right. But it's like very aesthetic.
Oh, I hate it so much. Literally makes me... I did buy, or I think I have like silver and gold. I have very plain ones, but they all match, so...
Some would call that very aesthetic of you.
I hate you. Stop.
Others would not. Others would not.
Do you at home? Do you have like? How is your Christmas tree done there?
Oh my gosh! So
because ours is like a mishmash of like a bunch of ornaments, but my mom always makes it look really pretty.
Yep. So you know, my mom is like Buddy the Elf come to life, really and truly, way more so than myself. And there was an era in time where my mom had a Christmas tree in every room of the house. Like several of them were full size. They always get one real tree from the Home Depot in Downey. And then my mom has several fake trees, and they were talking like different
themes.
Absolutely. The kitchen one has gingerbread cookie cutters, different cookie cutters. She has one tree that's just vintage from like when she was a kid. She has all the ornaments my grandma had.
Cute.
Then she has the fancy tree, which is the one that's decorated, you know, her aesthetic. And then she has the tree that is just like our family ornaments. So I don't have my childhood ornaments here at my house. They're still at my mom and dad's tree. But our tree has mostly all like very like, I don't know, similar to your vibe. You and I have a similar style vibe, I would say. Mm-hmm. And then Chris and I have like 5 or 6
like
ornaments.
Sentimental ones.
Yeah. But I would like to start getting more But see, then ultimately,
I would too, but it feels weird to get them just like for myself.
Well, I'll get you them.
Like,
there's
like going stuff. Like, I like got them places, I guess. But I don't think it's feel a like good you usually gift. See ornaments places.
And I realized almost all the decorations on my tree are gifts from my friend Alisa. She has given me almost every decoration. I was like, thanks for supplying
She's
my Christmas.
She's been like secretly plotting to like take over your Christmas tree.
She's done it successfully.
I basically think of back my friend Shelby growing up, her mom she was an interior designer. So she also had themed Christmas trees, yes. But she would let Shelby pick one of them. Guess what the theme was.
Horses.
I've pictured mermaids, somewhere. I don't know. I'd be able to find them.
Volleyballs. What was it?
Beanie babies.
Shut the front door.
There are beanie babies all over the fucking tree. And we have pictures of us in front of the tree in overalls, in red and green turtlenecks, in black overalls, velvet overalls, I believe.
And if you guys listening,
beanie babies. And I don't know where the pictures are.
I know where the photos are. If you go to the dictionary and you search 1994, that is where the pictures are. Okay, because nothing screams 90s more than overalls and beanie babies.
And also we had the headbands that were like the fabric.
Oh my gosh, I love it. But honestly, can we just for a moment just like have a second to talk about the farce that Beanie Babies is?
My mom and I talked about this a lot because she still will like apologize because she sold all of mine for $20. I had hundreds of them. She sold all of them for $20 at a garage sale.
That's
and I was
wild.
Like, what do you mean? And I was talking to my friend recently that was selling, like her mom had found hers and she was looking online. She's like, oh my God, I have this like $5,000 one. I was like, okay.
No, you don't. No,
but like there are a lot of these prices that have been assigned to all of these, but is anyone buying them?
Absolutely
not. Everyone's just putting them up for sale like that. And the verdict seems to be, I don't think anyone's buying them. So.
But do you recall an era in time where people thought like Beanie Babies were like cryptocurrency?
Yeah,
it was crazy.
The amount of money my mom spent, she would take us out of school and we'd like wait in lines places where like certain ones would be in stock. Or like I even had all the teeny beanies from McDonald's.
Excuse me, what did you just say?
The teeny beanies. Melissa is nodding. She knows.
I was probably
too
old.
The little tiny toys that came with the Happy Meal.
But like, I love the
they
name,
only
teeny
have like
babies.
Two at this one and then they'd have a different one. So we'd go to all the McDonald's. It was... it's a disaster. I'm literally don't have a shirt on under this. My boobs about to come out. Watch the video version, guys.
coming to our OnlyFans very soon.
Oh
can't
God.
Wait. Wow. Well, what a journey. We discussed so much, Lily. I am actually excited for the holiday season this year because, truth be told, I consider decorating my house for Christmas in June, just like because I felt like I needed it.
Too.
You know, I needed it. And this year, just waited till Halloween was over. And I think that is how we should operate in the future. We should just have the holidays for several months, a year.
I just like, aside from like, I guess like the Christmas tree decorations, I have like lights don't feel like they should have to be Christmassy. I think the lights should be able to stay up all year round.
I'm giving you permission to
do that. And
what's
Christmassy about trees? They're nice decorations.
They're just winter, I feel.
How long can I keep a Christmas tree?
Well, I mean, you have a real tree. So when it starts
will
dying
Chris come
actively.
Help me remove it when it starts getting gross?
Yep. I volunteer him as tribute. Absolutely. And to all of you guys listening and supporting us and this podcast, thank you, first off, for being with us in this year that was 2020. And
we're wishing you the happiest holidays. Yeah. And hopefully it's not ruined because of what's going on and you can still find some holiday joy.
100%. Santa still travels, by the way. So I'm told, just so we're clear. Just so we're clear. And much more importantly, please call us. Please join the party. We want to hear from you. Chloe, we want an update.
Yes.
And cheers to 2021 almost.
Do you want to read the phone number one more time?
It is 562-661-8729. 3 minutes or less. Leave us a voicemail. Do what's good. And you will be on this show. We would love to hear from you guys. And with that,
thank you for being here today. Thank you for sharing your time with us.
Bye. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.